Okay, there we go. I think we're good. Well, I will start all over again. And hey, you know what I always say? It's all perfect. Well, a couple weeks ago, I had posed this question. You know, what if the rest of your year could be the best of your year? And if you get that, I want you to write it down. I want you to contemplate that. So write this down. What if the rest of my year could be the best of my year? And I want you to think back to January when you started out this year and you set some goals for yourself. Even if you weren't, like Mark and Delisa, weren't even in Ice of Giants at that point, but you started out, you set some goals for yourself and you said, you know what, I want to get leaner or I want to make more money. Those are two of the top biggest goals. And here you are, and it's October 27th, and maybe you're not where you wanted to be. Well, you know what? I set some goals for myself at the beginning of the year, too. I thought, this is the year I'm going to run my fastest marathon. This is the year that, you know, I'm going to break through in other areas of my life. And in some of those things, I haven't done it yet. I don't have any marathons planned. But you know what? Instead of beating myself up, one of the things that I'm looking at is, what are the goals that are most important to me? And I want you to write that down. What are the goals that are most important to me? So is it to make more money? Is it to get healthier? What is it? And what if the best is yet to come? You see, I believe and declare it's possible that these last 8 weeks of the year can be the best weeks of your year, that you can have breakthrough moments. Maybe tonight, tomorrow, you're going to have a breakthrough and something great is going to happen and an amazing person is going to join your team, or suddenly you're going to get mentally right with yourself and you're going to begin to lose that last 5, 10, 15 pounds that you've been sitting with for the last couple of years, whatever it is. But I believe it can happen for you, and I believe it can happen for me. And you know, tonight we're going to have an amazing couple in this. We're keeping the Monday night call short. We're going to have an amazing couple come out, and they're going to share about a breakthrough that they had several years ago and how things began to shift in their life really, really quickly the moment they made a decision that the rest of their lives could be the best of their lives. And I think, you know what, it's something that we all want to live into and strive for and believe. Before we do that, I want to go over a couple of quick announcements. So the team is on fire. We had 149 new consultants break last week. Myself, Sue Fields, Shannon Fisher, Gail Racanelli, Mar Lorenzo. We were all in Paris. We won the $500 million Together We Will contest. Isagenics did so much for us. It was absolutely incredible. And there will be another contest, and I'm going to encourage all of you to go for it, really and truly, because you know what? There was a couple there that blew my mind, a mother and daughter. And this gal recruited last year 400 people in the last year. And I said to her, never done network marketing before. I said, how did you do it? And she said, it's so simple. You know, I meet people. I go meet people at Barnes & Noble, or I meet people, you know, at Starbucks or, at, you know, wherever. And I'd strike up conversations and just say, hey, let's be friends on Facebook. And then they became friends on Facebook, and they'd be seeing her posting the before and after photos and seeing her excitement. And they'd say, what is this? I want to know more. And that she'd take it from online to offline. I thought that's the simplest thing. And she said, so here's my challenge. I recruited 400 people, and now what do? Right? It's stepping into this leadership. But you know what? I love stories like that. And I said to her, why do you think the people wanted to be your friend on Facebook? And she said, because I share that I'm so passionate about helping people transform. And I want you to get clear with this tonight, or whatever time it is while you're listening to this in podcast or wherever it is. Think about this, that when we're passionate about helping others transform their lives, then that's when the miracles occur. That's when people naturally become more attracted to us. But if we wake up and we're thinking about ourselves and thinking about our own cycles, then guess what? It's not attractive. It's repulsive, and people don't want to know more. So I want you to get clear today about what it is that's exciting you about Isagenics. What is it that's causing you to really fuel your ability to go and connect with people and follow up with people? Because guess what, guys? Whatever is available to all of those people who went on this $500 million Together We Will Paris trip is available to you as well. So with that, I want to acknowledge some special people, and then we're going to bring out our guests this evening. So first and foremost, I want to acknowledge the top cyclers in our main position. So we're going to read them all. I'm going to go super quick from the bottom up. Laura and Matt Mulvihill, Gregory and Sasha, Jason Luz, Jason Hart, Wendy Coles, Elizabeth White, Gwen Purvis, Cindy and Darren Little, Sue and Glenn Field, Shelley Preston, Nancy and Jeff McAllister, Pam and Kevin Barnum, Danny and Jay Herbert, Aaron Postle, our special guests tonight, Robin Bigley and Mike Dallaire, Erica Combs, Janie Snellgrove, Carol Fulon, Shannon and Chris Fisher, Kim Bowman, Carolyn Rodriguez and Stephen Biz, Mar Lorenzo, and, of course, Terry Smith. And then in our second position, I'll just go for the top 10 here. We have Liz Mussolino from Australia, Lauren Warren, Sherry Mackey, Joe DiBianca, Laura Majerison, Christina Baird, Ava and Uncle Bintrup, who, by the way, have won a trip to Maui with Chris and I. They're going to be going this spring. GMS Inc., Gabe Gannon, Lauren Matt Mulvihill, Jason Liu, and Erica Combs. And then in our third position, we have Nancy Fricke, Sandy Swick, Gianna Selkamp, Donna Cartarelli, Rowan Hill, Marla Swanson, Kane Fitzpatrick, Shelley Rikus, Angie Leaf, Jackie Bowman, Delisa, and Mark Christie, and Sarah Cardoni. So congratulations, everyone. And you know what? We have some exciting events coming up in Isagenics as well. I know that our special guests tonight, they're going to be doing an event it's going to be November 15th, and that's in Toronto, and that's going to be with Mike Dallaire and Dr. Paul Bionich and Shannon Fisher. And our event host is Dr. Renata Bionich. I just love her. She's got amazing, amazing energy. November 8th, I am going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have an all-star lineup. It's myself and Eric Hoover are going to be doing the opportunity meeting. Cindy Finley from Corporate is going to be talking about Isodermics Rejuvity, and it's just going to be amazing. So do check the event listings for the events near you. Of course, we have New Year's kickoff coming up. That is going to sell out. That is January 15th to 17th. And that event is really something that is going to be transformative for every single person attending. So with that, I want to introduce this amazing, amazing couple. And first and foremost, I'm going to start with a beautiful lady. So she comes from a career background as a registered massage therapist. She has a tremendous, tremendous heart of service and is mom to the just adorable, Max and Michaela. And she is married to her best friend and partner in life, Mike. And Mike was a career police officer with the OPP. And if you don't know what that is, that would be equivalent to the state level in the United States. But he was very high-ranking canine officer. And together they are Isagenics millionaires. They are also have some people on their team who are very close to hitting millionaire status. They're building with their family members involved, and it's just absolutely incredible what they're doing. So I'd love to welcome Mike and Robin to the call this evening. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you
Susan.
So much,
Susan.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for being here. I know you've got a lot going on. You just probably finished up bedtime bath time. Robin, that's not for Mike. It's for Max. And I appreciate you guys being here because, you know, we always talk about building with our family and not in spite of them. And I've got my kids in the background. Emery's come in to get paper out of the office a couple times. So it's all perfect. Well, I want to just jump right in. And, you know, you guys have really created an amazing, amazing team. And you have so many people who are having success. You have numerous people in your team who are three-star golden circles and above that, the six-figure income, including Mike's own sister, Chantel Stafura. And you know, it's amazing when you think about where you started, because, Mike, you were a career police officer for over 20 years. You worked undercover. You've been in tough cases, tough situations. And, you know, you could have continued on in that career probably several more years, gotten numerous commendations, promotions, more, you know, increase, you know, salary and so on. But why did you take a look at network marketing? What was it?
Well, that's a great question, Susan. You know what is, yeah, I had an incredibly rewarding career. You know, got to do a lot of things that I really got a lot out of personally, but as a family, we were struggling, you know, because we didn't have the time we wanted to, you know what? And guess what? You know, promotions, commendations, those kind of things come as a result of you spending more time away from your family. And Yeah, we could have continued that way, but we knew that our income was capped. My income was capped at the police force up here in Ontario, Canada. You know, with overtime, we might have been in that $100,000, $105,000 for the year range. But I would have been spending a lot of time away from home. And the one thing that Robin and I knew is that, yeah, you know, even though I had a rewarding career, we were looking for a vehicle that could provide us more time freedom and more financial freedom, because we wanted to spend more time with our kids. You know, I've shared that I had a busy career, and my 17-year-old Kelsey, you know what, it was unfortunate, but as a result of being away on calls and tactical calls, I missed her first 5 birthdays. And you can't get that stuff back, Susan. And so when we were looking at, you know, why network marketing, you know, we wanted more. We knew, first of all, like, I didn't know the industry a lot, but when I was introduced to it, I remember me and Robin talking that there were so many ordinary people earning extraordinary income, and we wanted that lifestyle. We wanted more freedom, like we said, both time and financial freedom. But more importantly, we wanted that the opportunity to choose what we wanted to do. And I got to tell you, you know, both promotions and accommodations don't send you on holidays. and I got to tell you, this industry has just blown us away. This profession allows you to actually get paid what you're worth and what you're willing to put in. And we've just been so fortunate that...
Susan, it's Robin.
Okay, there you are.
Can you hear me, Susan?
I sure can.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
I think... I don't think we have Mike right now, though.
No, I think he is on the participant code. I think that's why he's got that background noise.
Okay. I will run down and just tell him to make sure he's on the other code.
Well,
our offices are on different floors.
You
sorry,
know what?
Just one second.
It's the wonders of technology, and thank you so much, Robin.
No problem. Oh, okay. Okay, Susan, he's going to call back in, okay? He likes to be on his own line down in his office. But, yeah, and unless you want to skip right over to
let's
working with me at all, I'm happy to jump in.
For sure. Well, and, you know, and Mike, thank you so much for that. Like, missing Kelsey's first 5 birthday, you know, that's so... It's hard, like, you know, like you said, you don't get that back. And when you think about that, you know, all those moments that you miss and, you know, especially having something to compare that to now. Now, Robin, for you, you'd never done network marketing before, and there are a lot of people listening tonight who have never been in the industry. And it's a pretty steep learning curve when you first start. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, Susan, when we first started off down this venture, we just thought, holy sugar, we've got a burning desire to do better with our lives, to do better and with what we wanted in life, to do right by our family and to really jump in and give it our all. I didn't even really know what network marketing was before, to be honest, Susan. All I knew is that we wanted something desperately. So our learning curve was a bit different. My background coming from massaging and listening to people all day and trying to help them woo away their woes, and Mike had really been in a leadership role for years and constantly coming up with solutions and, like, really going after it. So I had been a professional student for so long that I knew if we just did what it took to earn the success, then it would be. Success was ours to be. Keep in mind, we didn't pick and choose what we were going to do and what we weren't going to do. Like, in the beginning, we were really nervous to do an information session or a launch party. But we thought, you know what? These amazing people are very successful, and this is what they do. One of the amazing systems that they do. So we're like, okay, we'll jump right in and do that. So we tied into these systems. We used the tools, and we didn't pick and choose. We had amazing mentors like yourself, Susan, and I can't believe it's coming up. It's 5 years now. we had an amazing mentor like yourself and Terry Smith. And you know what? When you recommended to do something, I didn't really question it. Just, okay, they're successful. They're right in line with our ethics and morals and family values, and this is the outcome that I want. So we followed successful people, and we just did the work. We had laser focus because Mike and I both worked incredibly crazy hours. So when we were building, it was for 2 hours a night. So we knew what we were going to be doing every single night. I mean, it was doing what you told us to do, you know. Most of the time, I've either been pregnant or nursing for the first 4 years out of the five. So it's worked out really well for us to have these amazing systems, because we always had that shift of from me to we. If you want to build, then you have to build into the we. So we didn't keep these things to ourselves. We didn't hoard them like little secrets that Susan is only teaching certain people. Like, you teach from a stage to thousands of people. So we didn't keep that to ourselves. Everybody that we got started or had any desire to build, we shared what worked, the tools, the same system. So I think that's a big thing, Susan, is just the big shift from me to we, and just to be a student and just to go with it. Like, what's the hardest part about trying, right?
Is it going from me to we and to really thinking that team environment, because you were a person who you got paid when you had a client, right? Like, and if you didn't have a client, you didn't get paid, and suddenly you're going to team building. I just want to ask you very quickly, you know, you and Mike started with friends and family. That was your initial list, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And when you guys started, it was really about building in the pockets of your life. And I remember so clearly, you guys just kept it simple, like have a look, take a look, take a look. Anyone who's listening who's sort of saying, you know, I don't want to share this with my friends and family, you know, what would you say to that person?
Well, I'm not sure why you wouldn't want to share such an amazing gift. Like, you put the products in your body, you feel incredible. Why would you want to keep that a secret? Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Rob.
Hi.
Hey.
It's such an amazing gift. Like, when you feel that good and you just want to talk to every person that comes by, but then you're thinking about the people like myself or like Mike that were dying to add to the family and just thought, you know what, it's going to be expensive and I will find a way. What if that could be the answer to that person? You know, take it away from yourself. And it's, once again, the shift from me to we. It's not about you. It's about what other people need.
You know, I love how you put that, Rob. It's not about them. And Susan, when you ask that, because it is intimidating sometimes when you're new at anything to approach the people you care about the most, your family, your friends, the people that actually you care about what they think about you. But honestly, if you're thinking that way, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Get out of your own freaking way, because you're thinking about yourself. You're truly not thinking about them. If you are, all you're doing is you got to look at it from a standpoint of you're just offering them an opportunity. You don't know if it's a fit for them. And I love always categorizing it as, hey, John, if this is a fit for you, awesome. If it isn't, that's awesome as well. But I thought of you. You're a close friend of mine. And you know that these products can radically change the quality of people's physical health. And the opportunity here can radically change someone's life, both financially. So what kind of friend or family member are you really being if you're not sharing this with your family and friends, and in 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, who cares how long it takes, you start creating another six-figure or multiple six-figure income, but yet you didn't share it with those closest to you. So, you know, Susan, I understand that. There are people. You are. You know, you get a little nervous. But guess what, people? You know, you got to get out of that mindset, that headspace, and let people know you truly believe that, you know what, if you're going to take this journey, we got excited about the people we wanted to invite with us. And we didn't know anything about this company. or the products. We just knew the products worked. I didn't know what was in them. And when I invited my sister Chantel, I just told her about an incredible opportunity to be coached and mentored by, you know, Terry Smith, who's obviously just incredibly successful now, and back then she was. And I just said, I don't know if this is going to work, but when we have someone this type of success who's earning, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars a week offering to coach us, I said, I'd be an idiot not to take that. And, you know, I'd love for you to come with us. Let's partner. You know, what can we do with this? And Kevin and Pam Barnum joined us. And I got to tell you, it was the best invitation and decision we've ever made.
It's so huge. And it's something my enrolling sponsor said to me really early on, she said, Susan, you will become successful, and it will be very lonely if you don't bring along your friends, because when you have the money to go to the spa in the middle of the day, who will you go with? When you have the money to take a great vacation, who will you go with? And I've watched you guys, you know, not only with your own team, including, you know, family members like Chantel, but also becoming good friends with people like the Fishers, and just to say, you know what, we can, you know, go camping, or we can, you know, take off and go on this vacation together. You know, it's really an incredible life we're inviting people to. Now, if you don't like the person, don't invite them. They can become a great person once they start cleansing. But, you know, it's so different. It really, really is, and it's powerful to be able to think, you know, gosh, we can really build not just a life for our family, but to build this legacy where our kids are growing up with other kids in this industry who have mom and dad at home, or dad and dad, or mom and mom, whoever it is, right? It's just, it's so powerful. Now, Mike, you have a lot of professionals on your team. You have chiropractors. You have other police officers. Why do you think so many professionals are coming to network marketing, and specifically to Isagenix?
I think it's got to be the, you know, when you look at the business model, Susan, the potential for unlimited income. You get paid, you know, based on how hard you work, but you get to minimize your overhead, and that's a huge battling cost. We have friends who have franchises and successful franchises, but their overhead is astounding, and these people who have these amazing franchises are married to their business. And we see that more and more where, yes, they could have a great income that provides all the luxury things for them in life, but they are lacking time freedom because they're absolutely married to their business. And I think that's why professionals and, you know, including other police officers looking at is that, wow, what a way to maximize the advantages of having a home-based business, you know, maximize your tax benefits. And I guess it comes down to the analogy is, you know what, it's not how much you make that's as important as how much you keep. And having a home-based business is really starting to appeal to a lot of the professionals over conventional business because of the, you know, the extraordinary cost it is to keep that going. And specifically for Isagenix, you know, this company, hands down, Isagenix is redesigning the blueprint for success in this industry. Like, you take a look at it, and we hear it, and I know everybody on this call is hearing, again, we had another record week. But I don't think everybody really realizes the impact and how huge that is when we are continuously having, you know, just, you can't even count how many times over this course of this year we've had record weeks with this company. And that's not the norm in this industry. And when you couple that, that's because, first of all, Isagenix has world-class products. We know that. They're consumable products. But, you know, the one thing, if you're not absolutely convinced and believe that our compensation plan is the best, I have to tell you, Jim Coover is a renowned expert in this industry, especially in the area of compensation plans. And, Susan, you know, when he developed this compensation plan, where else? This is what separates us from 98% of the other companies is that, you know, when you're on auto ship, you get to bank your BV. That's unheard of. Every other company after a week or whatever, you can just hear a big toilet flushing because they go, thanks for doing all that work, Now go do it again, and all that BV is gone. Isagenix allows you to bank that until you turn it into cash so that you can build your team, which is huge. And then we've got everything from the 10% matching bonus for executives, which, you know, this truly is, I think, a mentoring bonus. This is why so many people are attracted to Isagenix, because of the team work that it promotes. We are partnering together. I'm not telling you, you know, I never hear Susan say, come on my team and then go do it. You know, and that's one thing that we learned from you, Susan, is that when people join you in this business, that's the time to teach them the systems and the skills they need to succeed, so that you're setting them up for success. And then the company allows you to earn a 10% matching bonus off whatever they make. That's unbelievable. And then putting our re-entry position, when you cycle over 200 times, you're granted a re-entry position, and that goes at the top, not the bottom like other companies do. We're at the top. You know, this is where Isagenix truly, you know, all their promotions and everything, but they, you know, they really understood the value of getting paid, and that's why they've got that front-end money with the promotions, the PIBs, the double PIB, the incentives, and then we've got, you know, that we can earn a residual income and develop an income that is not only willable to our children, but truly you can build a financial, just an empire for your family. And then you've got the end money, which is all the promotions and contests that come out. And we just had almost, I believe, 60 different people qualify to go to Paris for an amazing trip. There's the leadership pools, there's promotions. So they understand, you know, in order to keep people around, you have to have products that they're going to use every day and a compensation plan that pays the best. And the one thing that I want to leave this with, and I think this is what separates us from so many of the other companies, is I heard Kathy Coover stand up and openly say that our company will always be privately held. And this was so important, Susan, because that means the decisions of this company will always be made based on what's best for the associates and not what's best for the shareholders. And I knew when I heard Kathy Coover say that, this is only getting better. So, you know, I truly believe there's so many things. I don't even think we can list them all, Susan, but the fact that professionals can actually earn more money with this industry, and especially with Isagenix, and spend less time doing it, I think is probably one of the key things that's attracting so many professionals.
That, Mike, that was so beautiful, because I know there are a lot of professionals listening, and some of them may be, you know, even just considering Isagenix. And I think, you know, being in that place where when I watched Chris, when he was working on Bay Street in Canada, and, you know, the view is always the same because you're climbing the corporate ladder and you're always looking at someone, you know, behind in front of you essentially, and, you know, working and working and working, and we had this dream, like, okay, you work 10 more years, you're going to be making $250,000 a year, you'll be 42 years old, and that was our dream, and it was, you know, insane, and to think that, you know, but that wasn't going to get us further ahead. Our kids would probably be raised by nannies. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And to be able to go, you know what, no, there's a better way, and we can design it, and we can take these skills that we learned, you know, even as a police officer, discipline, dedication, you know, all of those things, skills that we have as professionals in other careers, you can apply them here and get great results. Now, you spoke about, you know, this whole concept of family and time. You know, in the beginning, you know, sometimes people are juggling just like you did and Kevin did. You know, you're working and you have kids and you also have, you know, hello, this network marketing business. So it's a lot in the beginning, but eventually you let go of the work and it's the freedom. And Robin and Mike, let's talk about Max and Michaela. You know, you had Max and Michaela during your Isagenix build. Now you're both at home with the kids all the time. Robin, how do you see your children benefiting from this family environment that you're exposing them to?
That's such a good question. It hits so close to home. You know, because having children was my biggest dream. Having a large family has been my biggest blessing, really. I just really wanted to be a major part of everybody in this house. I wanted to be a major part of their day. I wanted to see them experience things from their first breath to their first walk to their first bath, their first experiences, their emotions. I just wanted to just be enveloped in it all. And there's just nothing quite like being able to raise your own kids and to be such a major part of their life and their choices. And that not only goes for Max and Michaela, who are 3 and 4 now, but also for Kelsey and Brianna, who are in their teenage years, like 14 and 17. Everybody is going through their own things right now, and it's really interesting. And I'm so lucky to be part of it because we're the first faces they see in the morning, and it's so positive and happy, and last faces they see at night, and we really connect and talk to them, and we're on top of their needs, their emotions, their experiences. It's not just, hey, how was your day? It was like, you're really face-to-face, eye-to-eye, eyeball-to-eyeball, just really understanding how they're doing. And I just can't believe how great this is to actually be part of their life, because I was so nervous that we were going to have children and it was going to be, okay, great to see you, and then an hour and a half later, drop them off for somebody else to raise them for the day, and then get them back only for an hour or two at night if they were even awake by then. Like, not fair. I am so grateful every single day for this choice, because I think it's so important for raising, in my opinion, to be raising our kids these days. Like, there's so much going on out there, but I'm just very grateful that we are really in front of them and working with them every day and just big, big part of their lives. It's funny, Max came home a couple of days ago with a painting that he did. He's 4. You know, he's amazing.
Yeah, of course.
He came home with this picture, and everybody's a stick person, which is so beautiful. And everybody's got smiles on their faces, and there's 6 of us across. Like, he remembers everybody, and he includes everybody, and everybody's so happy, and he knows, like, how everybody is. And he says, this is my family, and we're all so happy. And I'm just like, I know, right? It's like such a blessing. It's such a pleasure. I just feel so lucky, and I'm so grateful every day that we were open and saw this opportunity, because I would have never had that. I would have never had that, ever.
It's really when you look at, you know, being there for the kids and so many people in Team Success, you know, the Fishers and Chris and I, you know, with the kids and having kids during your build, and that this is all these kids know. When we went to Paris, this is so funny. Emery was literally, our 5-year-old, like, pushing us out the door because she sees us so much. Like, we take her to school. We pick her up from school. I go and have lunch with her at school. You know, it's, like, constant. She's like, I want you to go now so I can be with Opa and Grandma, because she sees us all the time. Not that she doesn't love us, but they spoil her. But anyway, and it's a whole different thing. And it really requires this paradigm shift. But, you know, what's going to happen when these kids grow up? This is all they know, right? And it's so powerful to be able to see that. And as people are transitioning and they're going from working to, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm doing this part-time, just like you guys started part-time, and, you know, Mike was still working shifts and, you know, all sorts of things going on. One of the things I will always remember about the very early days of your build is that you guys were just constant personal development. And Mike would say, you know, I turned my car into a mobile university, because, you know, going from, especially being a police officer, which, you know, can be a very negative environment. I was a correctional officer, so a lot of swearing, a lot of negativity, putting other people down, you know, just a ton of it, dealing with criminals all day, you know, not the most it's not like going to a Tony Robbins event every day at work. You have to shift your mindset to shift the you know, your paradigm. And so, Mike, can you talk about what you did while you were still juggling, you know, family, work, and starting this business in order to get your mindset in the right place?
Yeah, absolutely, Susan. And you know, I guess one of the key things that intrigued me and I knew I had to change or develop was, I used to always ask, you know, I was curious, you know, what is it that these successful people do? You know, how is it that they think? How do they think? And not saying that they thought, you know, they're better thinkers, but I knew that they thought differently. And, you know, and I was just thinking, okay, I got to start doing more of the things that these successful people were doing. And, you know, because when you're seeing all these other people creating these amazing lives, you know, I said, okay, what do I got to do? I got to think differently, because we do have to make this shift. You know, because as an employee, we trade time for money. We go there, and it's funny, because an employee will always ask a question like, okay, what is it do I have to do? You know, and we always joke around that, you know, there's a lot of employees out there who just, they'll do just enough not to get fired. And you know, and but as a business owner, it's more or less, okay, what are you willing to do to succeed? And, you know, it's not doing the minimum anymore. And I knew I had to kind of shift. So I found out that personal development is probably the one consistent thing in every successful person that I heard, either on a call or I had the opportunity to interview, and that they took their personal growth and development as probably one of their number one priorities. And like we said, is, you know, the number one asset that we have in our Isagenics business is not the products and it's not the comp plan. It's you. And if you are the number one asset, then you got to be willing to invest in yourself. So what we did was I started, like you said, is, you know, when I was driving to and from work in the morning, I was leaving at 5:30 in the morning. I could not get on the phone and call people. They would get upset at that time. So I would be throwing in calls. I would be downloading books, anything that I could use that I resonated with that really just changed that mindset in me of, you know, these conditioning thoughts that I had, that I was only ever worth what I ever got paid, and that's a bunch of garbage. Everybody on this call, if I can just ask you just for 1 second right now, just think of the most money that you ever made in 1 year. Think of the most money you've ever made in 1 year. Now, I want you to understand that amount that you have in your head has absolutely nothing to do with what you're worth. That's just what somebody convinced you to work for. And as an employee, we have to understand employers' jobs are to figure out what's the least amount of money you'll work for before you quit. And that's why our associations, our unions, you know, that's why we have them. They're always negotiating for us. So I had to shift and realize that, you know, for myself and Robin, we're worth a lot more. We're told, you know, at these events we're going to and we're listening that, no, you're worth a lot more. You can earn this much. But we had to crack this financial blueprint, I guess, that we had that we had made ourselves over years. And we started listening to all these different, you know, like we said, all these successful people giving us their strategies, their clues as to how to really start thinking differently so that we can start believing in ourselves, believing that we could create the success that we wanted, and it wasn't just something that was out there. And I got to tell you, Susan, it's played such a huge role in our lives and continues to do so. We, you know, we're still very, very dedicated to personal development. And I got to tell you, some of the things that we used to do, like, you know, I'll download some of the books that I think are amazing. Is Success Principles by Jack Canfield. Okay, phenomenal book. And if you're not a reader, you can download these and listen to them in your vehicle. I got to tell you, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. The Power of Focus, you know, another amazing book. You know, by, you know, Jack Canfield. There's Mark Victor Hansen, Les Hewitt. We've got, like, The Answer by John Assaraf. Amazing. These are books that are going to allow you to start thinking differently. And I got to tell you, when we looked at that, Susan, I caught on very quickly. And you used to talk about success leaves clues. And I just decided to stop listening to negative broke people. And you know what, and I truly believe you just need to stop allowing negative people to rent space in your head and start surrounding yourself with people who empower you or the you know, we really believe in find someone who has what you want and then just keep doing what they did, and eventually you're going to get what they got. And that's what we've been doing. Like, you know, we haven't done anything special. We just realized that we need to become a student of life, a student, you know, we've got to do things differently. And who better than the people who already created success? That's what we want. So that's what we started modeling our behavior after. And you know what? There's so many different books out there. And, of course, I've become a huge fan of John Maxwell for leadership. But that personal, that start at the personal growth, if you're lacking a little belief, then, you know, any chapters, you can go into the self-help and find something, read the back, something that's going to click or contact, you know, a leader. And I'd be connect with me on Facebook, and I'll put a list of books up there. But I can't tell you the importance, you know, that – you know, that is probably the number one thing that assisted us in creating the success that we have. But, you know, you just got to do it.
And you guys are always so positive, and that's like a muscle, right? You can't just go to the gym one time and stay fit for the rest of your life. You got to work out, you know, 5-6 days a week. It's the same thing with personal development. This morning, you know, Chris left. He had to fly back to Canada to take care of some things, and so I've been up since 3 a.m, and it would have been so easy just to kind of be like cranky and everything else. But you know, I was like 5 a.m. went to the gym. I was listening to Rhonda Byrne, who created The Secret. It's like, you know, just constant. Like, you know, you always are going to need it, and, you know, more than you know. And it's when you think you don't need it, that's when you need it the most. And thank you for those suggestions, because it's you and people, I want everyone to understand, you'll go back, you know, you'll go back to these ones that Mike mentioned, the success principles, Think and Grow Rich, Power Focus, all of them, you'll go back to them. Over, John Maxwell, over, and it's such great wisdom. And plugging in to podcasts. I mean, you know, that's why we podcast all of these trainings, because it just, you know, it makes it easy and accessible. Well, we're almost like, you know, we're quarter past the hour, and I want to ask this question. Whoever wants to take it, I want you to imagine just for a moment that, you know, there are people listening. And they're like, wow, you know, Mike and Robin, I hear your passion and I get it. I'm still working. I've got a lot of stuff going on. I just don't know if this is really something for me. You know, I've been sharing the products and, you know, it's okay, but I don't know if this business is really for me. What do you want to say to that person?
It's a really good question, and I'm sure that Mike and I are going to share this one, because This is where the juice comes in. you know, if somebody was ever to say that, and I've heard that, it's very straightforward. Just go for it. All in, both feet, cannonball. like if I've had 3 major careers before the age of 33. I've been a student of life and a student in many different careers, and I have never been with a company where you only succeed by helping other people achieve their goals. It's absolutely so unique. So if I could show you a life where you could be your own boss, determine what you do with your time, your energy, and your skills, you help other people become free in both health and wealth, and you get to be some part of something really amazing and positive and powerful, such an incredible culture where you're helping each other succeed, and you're doing all this while building with your best friend. Does life get better than that? Like, you have an unshakable company, the best compensation plan out there, and a no-compromise amazing product. To me, that's such a dynamic combination. It smells like success to me, and with a roadmap and knowing that if I do the work, I plug in, I shift from me to we, and I just get to it, and success is mine to be had, it sounds like the life that we're living. It sounds like the life of so many others that I know that they're living into. It's just, it's incredible to be partnered with all these people that are doing the same things and equaling success. But it's just a complete win-win situation when you have that vision, when you have that structure, when you have those mentors and the tools. So I'm going to move over to Mike, because I know he's got something to add to that.
Yeah, no, I think that was awesome, Robin. Like, honestly, guess what? you know what? I understand the people who are sitting there going, I'm just not sure. I wasn't sure. I looked at it. I go, is this the company? This wasn't in my plan. Isagenix was nowhere in my development plan. It landed on our lap. But what we decided to do, we looked at it as a vehicle. We got really clear on what we wanted in our life, you know, what we wanted more of, what we wanted less of. And I got to tell you, we looked at Isagenix as a vehicle. You know, is this going to be, you know, at the time when we started, did I think we were going to create the success? No. We went at this, Susan. I remember we were looking to create an extra $500,000 a month to help cover some bills. And then that turned into, wow, what if we can make an extra $2,000? And then we said, okay, we got to get crazy, $2,000 a week? And you know what? So understand that if this is a vehicle, then I'm just going to encourage you exactly what Robin said. If you're going to test drive this, then test drive it. Don't dip your toe in, cannonball right into the pool. And what we decided to do is we said, we're going to do this for 12 months, but we're going to do everything that our coaches and mentors ask us to do, or we don't have a right to say it doesn't work. And what we did was we just went in. We decided to get out of the bleachers and get into the game and just literally do what they say we do. We didn't pick. I honestly, Robin said that earlier, and it was so clear. We had to do everything that other successful people did. If you pick and choose, you're going to create frustration. But I'll tell you, if you take the chance, jump in and be willing to play at 100% and say, listen, I'm going to give it even just the next 12 months, I will guarantee you that this will radically change the quality of your life and the people around you.
That is so powerful. You don't earn the right to know if it isn't going to work until you're coachable for at least 12 months. It's huge. It's huge. How do we know anything? You know, whether we're going to be a good parent until we become one, whether we're going to be good at a marriage until we get married, you know, whether we're going to be able to finish a race until we even enter. And I love how you both put that. It's huge. And being coachable really is everything. And I want to thank you guys so much for everything, because Robin and Mike have given so freely of themselves, not just to their team, but really contributed to Isagenix as a whole. Mike has served on the field advisory board. They continue to do open meetings, open trainings, open conference calls. And I know, you know, very soon they're going to be maxing out their center and going above and beyond and continuing to work with people. And I want to leave everyone with just a final thought from tonight, because really the focus is to look at this and say, you know, how is network marketing changing lives? And if this morning when we started the day, I did the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call, I had people write a post-it note that said, I am infinite potential. And to be able to put that up and share that picture on Facebook, which lots of you did, I'm so grateful. And if you've got a story about how network marketing has changed your life or someone's life, they've paid a mortgage payment, they're able to stay at home, start to share that on social media. Share it with images on Instagram. Share it, you know, on Facebook. Begin to share those stories, because, guys, we're not just ambassadors of Isagenix. We're ambassadors, like Mike and Robin are, of the whole industry and the possibilities. And without network marketing, Mike might be missing other birthdays and other firsts, and it's no way to live. So with that, I want to thank Mike and Robin. I want to thank you all for being here, and humbly apologize for the technical issues at the beginning, but it happens. It's perfect. And just know we are going to be here next Monday night, like we have been for the last 11 years, and we encourage you to connect with us. Go to isateamsuccess.com. Get on the mailing list. We won't spam you, I promise, but we do let you know who's going to be on the call and what information is going on. So thanks again, guys. I appreciate you so much as friends, and I'm always learning from you guys. And thanks for everything you do.
Thank you so much, Susan. It's our absolute pleasure. And I got to tell you, you know what, the amount that you and Chris have impacted our lives, just not only as mentors but as friends, we could just never pay that back. So thank you. Absolutely love you guys, and thanks so much for having us on the call.
I love you too. Mm-hmm. Hey, my guest room's open.
All right.
See you soon.
You got it. All right. God bless everyone.
Good
have
night,
an
everybody.
Amazing week. We'll be here next Monday. Bye.